Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah! Perfect Plex Radio! We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?
Ready?
Let's go!
And people, we are live, and we are live today, right here on Unpopular Reviews, the Mike Knox Show. Perfect Plex Talk Radio, that is. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's, because like this past year in professional wrestling, I am hardcore, people. Look at this artwork before you, people. Look at it. Write it down. Understand what today's show is about. Now, of course, we're going to talk the week in wrestling. How can we not talk the week in wrestling? Jericho tapped out to a Cesaro swing. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say that right. I'm not supposed to call it a Cesaro swing. But he tapped out to a swing? Doesn't matter. I got to say this because Unpopular Review, we're going to have our end of the year review award show coming up. And I think we peaked a little bit too soon. Kind of bust our cherry a little bit too early. You know, some of you guys are used to that. You know what I mean? Breathe. Think about baseball. Shit, I want to hit a home run with Alicia ass. No, don't do that. Just take your time and focus because I got to say, the Briscoes and FTR had the match of the fucking year. I'm sorry. I got to call a spade, Vaughn. They had the match of the year. People, listen, make sure you go follow us on all our social media platforms. You see that right there. Live on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff where podcasts are sold, which are free, by the way. We are there. And make sure you follow my man behind the scenes, my Ayatollah, so all the rock and rollers that makes this the show the pros listen to. King Vaughn Jr. 720, the Victorious Ones podcast. Make sure you check it out. He had a great interview this past week. Make sure y'all go ahead and check out my man. And as he said to me backstage a little bit, gotta give support, show support to get support. All right. So shout out to the wrestling culture and everybody else. Hit Factor Radio. Yelp Wrestling, DMV List, Jobber Tier Podcast, you name it. Thank you all for being a part and let me be in your pages as well. I am the longest running podcast, wrestling podcast. Yeah, I said that, people. That's the truth. All right, fucking Google this shit. Steve Austin was not the first man to have his own podcast. It was our man Johnson, and I gave it to him. All right. So with that being said, guys, we will talk about the week in professional, but today's episode. It's a jam-packed 60 minutes, really talking about the year that has been pro wrestling. Oh, my God, guys. Get ready. The chat is on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Please make sure you go out there and show some love in the comments, guys. Make sure you comment on what you thought was the best thing this year in wrestling, the most shocking thing in wrestling this year. And let's just call it what it is. Let's just say it right here, right now. Vincent Kennedy McMahon being ousted at the WWE is the biggest news this entire year in pro wrestling. We will talk about it. We will dive into it. We will talk about all the things that has happened this past year. But as I said already, I have to talk about Ring of Honor, Final Battle. I need to talk about FTR versus the Briscoes. DJ Diceman himself would say the Briscoes are the best tag team in the world. No offense. He's a homer. And it's okay. He's from Delaware. They're from Delaware. Okay? One of his best friends is like and is married to it. You know what I mean? So he knows. But listen, I love the Briscoes. I've always loved the Briscoes. Okay? They're not a top 10 to me. I mean, they're not top 4 or 3 to me. But they're top 4, top 5, top 6 in there. But this match they had, this double collar match. Oh, Ring of Honor was on fire this week. Shout out to Athea. Right now, you got Athea. You got Bianca Belair. You got Jade Cardell, which, by the way, Jade, I'm going to act like Bow Wow for a second. Damn, girl, you look good in person. With that green she had on, oh, my God. Jade Cardell. But we got strong black women holding down 2022 in professional wrestling. I got to say, this is the best year for blacks in professional wrestling. This year has just been full of great stuff. So Ring of Honor battle was good. I got some little bit of notes. Because today's show is really about the year in wrestling. This is our last show for the year. Okay? You hear that, Vaughn backstage? You all for the next few weeks. We won't be back to January. January. How do you say it? January. I said January. All right? That's we'll be back in January. But not only did I thought nothing can beat me talking about MJF versus the Pebble. I thought nothing could beat that. Okay, until I saw Ring of Honor's final battle, and that just blew my mind. Then I seen the New Day. Hold on, my kids in the background. New Day win the NXT tag team titles. Why? Because they can, right? If anybody thought for a second they were gonna lose, it's NXT. No offense to NXT, but it's the New Day. They are arguably the top faction of all time. King Von Jr. 720 says the number one faction of all time. I got them top 4, top 5. But tag team, I got a 1-1-8 between them and the Usos. So what you thought that was going to happen? All right? What a pay-per-view that was. I like the concept, okay, of the NXT. What the hell they call them things? The Final Survivor? What do they call it? The Iron Survivor Challenges? Winners being Roxanne Perez and Grayson Waller? Listen, that concept, NXT, it's just so damn good at producing when you get the time to book properly. You got Carlito, Claudia, and Wheeler winning their titles, right? Like I said, did I say her name? Athena winning, you know, and Embassy. All right, shout out to Prince Nana and those boys and the Briscoes winning titles. Okay, I mean. Final battle was just fucking great. Dolph Ziggler came back last week. Solo, I'm calling Solo for two. Okay, I'm Solo for two gave a flashback to Uncle Umaga and put out Matt Riddle. Okay, Becky and Bayley face off tonight. Bobby and Seth last week. The week in wrestling was fucking incredible. But before I get into the year in wrestling, because I shout out to my man Fear Billy in the chat room. Shout out to Dice Man who. Both separately, are you watching this? Are you watching my man, Ricky Starks, give it to MJF? And I'm like, I do the challenge here on Unpopular Review Entertainment portion with my girl, Captain C and Captain Jack Sparrow. Make sure you go follow the Jack Packers. And so I'm watching, you know, I catch AEW later. No offense. I do. I got a job. They don't pay me to watch AEW. Okay, but they don't pay me to watch the challenge either. But I'm going to show them the challenge. So AEW had to wait. So then I still didn't watch it to the next day. And then I had forgot about it. Right? Then my man Phil calls me. Yo, call me back when you see it. I don't know if he hung up on me. I don't even know how he said it. You know, it was just a short call. You call me back. So I watched it, right? I got up off my lazy ass, hit the tube, and watched it. I love Ricky Starks. As I say, my man, he getting a lot of love today. Shout out to Iron Fire and Ice Podcast. My man, Phil, I always say this. Y'all know this. For 14 years, I can't say I'm a Cody Rhodes mark to the heart. I'm a day two guy because my man, Phil, was like, yo, check out Cody Rhodes before. Anybody I knew him. Then I came after that when still people were fucking cheering for Cody. That's how I was with Ricky Starks, right? I thought the pose was stupid, which I think is amazing now. But when I first saw him, the very first thought I had, and you're here, King Vaughn, I said, oh, he's a wish version of The Rock. That's what I thought. That's what I looked at him, and I said, oh, God, he's a Rock wannabe. And he's proved me wrong since then a little bit. So when I hear this everybody's going crazy over this promo. I'm like, okay, let me check this out. I'm always doing what I've always been. And that's I'm your fan's favorite fan and your hater's favorite hater. Because every fan got some hate inside of them. But let me school you to my perspective. MJF ate that boy alive. It was like fresh coochie coming out the shower. He smelt it fresh and he ate that shit up. I'm being honest, people. Yes, 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 Ricky Starks gave him some blows. I'm not lying. But it's about things that stick. And yeah, he called him Maxi Pad. He played the whole, well, I'm going to do it because I try and I work hard. No, MJF ate that boy like fresh coochie out the shower. I'll say it again. That man called that boy the pebble. He says he wanted me to rock so bad. I'm sorry. From there, it was just on. I'm sorry. The pebble got ate up by MJF, in my opinion, in that promo. Saying, wait for the match. They set it up great. I cannot wait to see this. I'm here for both sides. I'm a fan of both guys. I don't care who wins. I'm not choosing one over the other. I love them both equally. I think Starks is better in the ring. I think MJF is better on the microphone. They're going to have a great match. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Also, but something else I want to dive into real fast besides the MJF thing. Oh, before I get into the year in wrestling. And here it is, people. All right? Because I said this last week. Right, Vaughn? I said, you got to have a list. You wasn't here, Vaughn. That makes sense. Right? And my man Derek Mitchell was in here. Right? That's my guy. Now, I'll get your comments coming in a second, everybody. I was a little offended, Derek. Not just by you, though. You know, you my guy. We talk. We cool. But people not understanding the list. First of all, I'm going to say this. Bob Backlund could wrestle for 1977. Bob Backlund cannot wrestle for 1997. Because Kurt Angle will wrestle circles around Bob Backlund. Sorry. Also, in professional wrestling, when it comes to a pure wrestler, it does matter if you're entertaining in the ring. Bob Backlund and all these legends that I did not disrespect, they are top pure wrestlers of all time. They're not top 10. And also for any ass clown that says Brock Lesnar's not a technical wrestler, do me a favor. Look on the ground. There's your face. Before you pick it up, let me smack you in the back of the damn head because you're stupid. The man is a NCAA heavyweight wrestling champion. He only stopped wrestling once he almost killed himself with a shooting star press. Before that, Brock was all technical. And Brock is still technical in the ring. But I'm going to go back over this damn list that all you guys wanted to go up and get your panties in your arse about. Number one, Kurt Angle. Number two, Bret the Hitman Hart. Number three, Eddie Guerrero. Number four, Mr. Perfect. Number five, that man, Bryan Danielson. Number six, the Macho Man Randy Savage, tied with number six. It's Owen Hart. And for people who said that Shawn Michaels shouldn't be on a pure wrestlers list, oh yeah, I'm going to let you keep that bullshit and I'm going to move on. Randy Orton. Brock Lesnar. These are ties, right? Because with Shawn Michaels at seven, I also got this boring ass guy, right? But I got to call a spade, right? I don't like him. I'm not a fan of him. But damn it, shit, he fits three of the four of the five categories of the tiers, which I'll explain again. And tied for 10, Beautiful Bobby. Y'all said there was no classics on the list. Beautiful Bobby Eaton's a classic. And then Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Now, again, when you make your list, right, because it becomes like, it's like, you ever seen a movie Old School? Not Old School, I mean Road Trip. He said, well, if you let a dog lick the peanut butter off your balls, it shouldn't count because it's your dog. It's my list. So my list can't be wrong. You make your list. And all you guys make lists, but you have no kind of criteria to them. That's why Vaughn took the criteria, which I said, and applied it to himself because we needed a criteria. You have to separate yourself from other people. So again, I tell you, the five tiers of being a pure pro wrestler, God damn it. Technical skills. Who I said on that list don't have technical skills. Okay, I'll wait. I'm not going to wait because y'all hold that. Selling, making your opponent look good in the ring. Who on that list has never do that very good? Number three, ring awareness. Knowing you're in the ring at all times. Whew, I'm going to just keep going. Number four, I think they call it, they have a name for it. It's called a safe worker. All right, number four. Number five, entertaining people. Do your style of wrestling and your matches, do they deliver? Do people talk about them? Again, number one, Kurt Angle. Number two, Bret Hart, Eddie Guerrero. Kurt Hennig. Daniel Bryan Danielson, Owen and Macho Man, Dean and HBK, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar, Tyler for 10, Beautiful Bobby Eaton, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat. I digress. People, it's going to be a great show today. We're going to come back. We're going to answer some questions in the chat. And we're going to talk about the year there was in professional wrestling. But people, it's the holiday season. And this is always a common season. I'm going to be real honest with you guys at this point. A lot of people are very depressed around this time of the year. A lot of people. So I encourage everybody who has lost someone, who is missing someone, who may go without this year for their family and for them kids and perhaps for themselves. If for just a small time of entertainment, tune in to Unpopular Review as we give you our holiday movie review. And we did The Elf, y'all. We'll be right back.
This movie came out in 2003. When I was told, hey, we need to pick a holiday movie, I got really excited because I said, man, I really like Elf. Elf was such a fun movie.
I like that they had the throwback callback to those old school like Christmas movies in the beginning. What's that, like Claymation or whatever it is? Great touch. Will Ferrell is fucking hilarious. Like, I don't know. He's always been so funny to me. And it's, I don't know if it's the yelling or like,
Chloe Deschanel's in this movie. I think The New Girl is one of the funniest sitcoms of all time. As soon as I saw her in this movie, and this is one of those movies where I began to look at Will Ferrell differently and say, okay, this guy has it. He gets it. And it's just a cute overall movie. Anytime you can watch this movie with your mother, to your kids, to your grandmother, and I feel anyway, enjoy this movie or get something out of this movie, it's a true holiday movie. It's a true holiday movie. Starting from the top to the bottom, now we're here. Thanks for the shout out, looking in, people. Now I know I'm sexy, girl. See that face? Look at that beautiful beam footage. All right. Big respect to Jericho. What a match. It really was great. Congratulations to the New Day on Triple Crown Tag Team Champions. I also believe that Kofi Kingston, if I'm not mistaken, is what's that thing? Well, you know, that ain't my prestige. Like he's like a super grand champion, right? Like he's held every single title. Almost in that company, right? He hasn't had the NXT heavyweight title, but he's getting up there. Happy birthday to Bob Barker. I ain't gonna lie. I saw that today. I thought Bob Barker was dead. I ain't gonna lie. I actually thought Bob Barker died a long time ago. So that threw me off. I kept telling everybody saying happy birthday to Bob Barker. Triple Crown Black Women in Wrestling. Yes, that's who they are right now. Asuka is getting a gimmick change. George, where'd that come from, George? Because she did it in the mirror. I get it. That's the speculation. That's the assumption. That's the smart wrestling fans. Take this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, so I got you there, and more than likely you're right, but we don't know that, people. And that brings us to my point about some other shit I'm gonna get into today about, oh my god, Sasha Banks is going to New Japan Pro Wrestling. She's done with AEW. I'm sorry, isn't Shinsuke Nakamura also gonna be at Wrestle Kingdom, right? Isn't one half of the Good Brothers also gonna be at Wrestle Kingdom? He ain't been here in a couple weeks, so I'm going to keep it going for him in his honor. Hey, Dave Meltzer, fuck you, okay? Hashtag death to dirt sheets, people. What the fuck does Dave Meltzer know? No more than what you are, anybody else who, yo, Nico, what's up, Nico Extra? You want to get some news? Get it from Nico, because at least Nico going to do a lot of research. If you're going to be a citizen reporter, then citizen that shit the right way, okay? Do that shit the right. Look so many times that it's damn, it's everywhere. So now it's got to be there. So now one person says she's done with WWE. Everybody says it. I'm not saying she isn't, that she is not done with WWE. I'm just saying, based off the reports, there is nothing to tell me that Sasha Banks is done with WWE because she's showing up in Wrestle Kingdom. Four people from the WWE that's currently on the roster will be there. And she's still under contract, people. Why don't y'all get that? Put that through your wrestling skull. Stop reading dirt sheets. That's all I'm going to say. Hashtag death to dirt sheets. They don't know shit. New Day rocks. New Day rocks. I got the New Day as top two. So I got a 1-1-A between them and Usos. Big E's coming back from the broken neck. I'm not even sure if Big E, Phil, will even wrestle again from the reports that I'm reading. Okay. What's going on, Charmaine? I met my friend Mercedes Martinez Lost. Oh, you're talking about Ring of Honor. That is your girl. George chiming in. Alexa Bliss and Bayley are going to face each other tonight, and Becky Lynch is going to cost Bayley the match tonight, and that's the storyline between the two begins. Hey, there it is. Nice way to book it. The New Day, the Revival, the Street Profits, only tag team to hold all three titles, Raw, NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. Thank you for that. The Usos had, yeah, they were. Okay. I hope Robert Roode feels better. Yeah, Robert Roode's gone for a while. Ring of Honor might have got more views if they announced that the Briscoe brothers versus FTR instead of announcing the Guns on last week's Dynamite. You're right about that. The thing is this, and this is that slippery slope with the Briscoes and AEW. They're not bringing them over yet. So even though the Briscoes won this match, is that really good for the brand when they can't be seen on AEW television? I don't know about that. They will make each other better. I'm trying to think what we're talking about on that point. I was talking about something. That's why you put the answer question. They come up there. I heard that we might get Brock Lesnar versus Gunther WrestleMania. Again, hashtag dirt to dirt sheets, George. I'm going to tell you why I say that. All right. The number one reason why I say death to dirt sheets. I don't care about what happens at WrestleMania 39. I like to be surprised. To me, we're going to start 2023. The best time to be a wrestling fan is from January to April because you got the Royal Rumble that sets up the future. And according to the dirt sheets, you got The Rock winning. First of all, fuck the dirt sheets. I have been telling y'all for 4 years before the pandemic, it was Rock and Roman. The second that man called himself the tribal chief. But it's okay. I digress because, hey, who am I? You know, I'm not a nugget. You just can't quite flush me yet because I'm still here. But if that happens, hey, that's good. But I'm not really sure about Gunther and Brock, how that match would actually pretty much go, to be honest with you. But I'm here for anything right now in that realm. But yeah, that's what the Dirt Chiefs are saying. I think it's way too far out. And it's why I say that, George. This is nothing against you. George, I always appreciate you being here and chiming in. I appreciate all you always add to the program. That's the facts of the matter. But here's why I say I'm not believing the Dirt Chiefs on this one. Right? Because WrestleMania is 4 months away. And who knows this? How did this get out? How did this leak? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're hearing also that Roman might defend a title on both night one and night two. Once against Cody, once against Rock, and all this other kind of nonsense. I actually, and I'm being honest, again, this is nothing against anybody who reads it. I've always said death to their sheets for two reasons. Number one reason is I don't give a fuck. Number two reason is that 80% of the time, the motherfuckers are wrong. So, hey, we'll find out, though. Right or wrong, I'm here for it. Where is Dean Malenko and Chris Benoit on the list? Well, I did put Dean Malenko on the list. I have him tied at 7. And Chris Benoit, who on this show, we call him Lord Voldemort, just for sakes of people complaining and bitching about what he did or didn't do, I didn't put him on the list for that reason, but he's definitely a top 10. You know, I would call it, I should have maybe put vacant there somewhere to represent him, but I would never take nothing away from that man right there inside the square circle, and that's for sure. Brett never injured anybody, just saying. That's an amazing list. You know, I expect you to say that, though, because you like, you know, you've been with me for like, what, 8-9 years now, so, but I appreciate that. Elf is a whack movie. I think the Elf is great, Charmaine. Charmaine, you need to stop it. The Elf is fucking funny, okay? Steve checking in. Kalisto is wrestler 2022. You put that bullshit in the chat, Steve. Go sort that nonsense. I'm not standing for any Elf slander, bro. So tread lightly. Elf is the shit. I said Elf is the shit. It has Dee Chanel in the movie. So I love the Elf. Do you think Roman will have two opponents at the next pay-per-view? If so, who's the second one? I don't know. I didn't think about that. The next pay-per-view that Roman will be at will be Royal Rumble. So I don't think I'm having two matches at the Royal Rumble. I don't see that happening. New Day is the greatest faction and greatest tag team. Whoa. Okay. Then we got Kofi, the Triple Crown champ. There he is, Triple Crown champion. Sasha Banks isn't dumb. See, I'm with you on that one, Jeffrey. She's under contract. She's under contract. So for there, that's why they did the Sleeping Dogs Live. Dave hears news and reports it. It's reported, God. Yeah, like, I don't get Dave Meltzer. Everybody hangs on his nuts like slob, like lob on the cob and scoring the cob on other bullshit rap shit out there. Dirt sheets will ruin your brain. Listen, dirt sheets will kill wrestling. That's my problem. It's not, I always use this as my go back, my filler. WrestleMania 28 Miami. We're walking into the stadium as they open the doors and rumors start to break that Brock Lesnar is going to be at Raw the next night. It was kind of disappointing, right? But then guess what? Mr. Lesnar guy still made it famous. With his Affliction shirt, right? When he knew Brock was going to be there, right? But hey, who cares, right? Sasha Banks might return to Royal Rumble, and I'm more aligned with that. We all know Sasha Banks is coming back. Dave Meltzer is boring. Well, you know what? In his prime, Dave Meltzer put out some good things. Again, if I'm going to follow Dirt Sheets, I'm going to try to find my man Ryan Clark over at eWrestlingNews.com. They run the longest running wrestling news publications. It's like, don't come at me and tell me that DC's getting rid of Henry Cavill if the Hollywood Reporter ain't telling me that? I don't care what comic book movies says. I love comic movies. Guess what comic book movie is, guys? It's people who get the information from other people who report the information, just like a dirt sheet, okay? Hollywood Reporter, Insider, things that are directly and affect that these producers, the directors, these actors and actresses speak to. All right? So I'm going to say with that. But let's get it on, people. Let's talk about the year that was 2022. Started off pretty hot, right? We had AEW, had a pay-per-view, right? Daniel Bryan makes his debut at this time. You got my man friend of the program, Brian Pillman Jr., MJF. Started off a really good year. You had Royal Rumble. You had Brock Lesnar lose the WWE title and win in the Royal Rumble in the same night. Okay. Mickie James comes back to this movie. Everybody thought she was done because they told the whole trash bag scene. That came back. Also, which I didn't even know this. Again, why I don't pay attention to dirt sheets? Because, again, I like watching wrestlers through the color lenses of a child. I want to be surprised. It's entertaining to me. No one's going to go back and say, oh, shit. Avengers 5 is coming out. Yo, I know the whole movie already. Why don't see the fucking movie? So that's how I am with wrestling. But apparently, I knew Shane got let go. I didn't know Shane got let go because of the stuff that happened backstage, him trying to put himself over. That thought that was big. They replaced WWE 205 Live, ceases to exist back here in January. We got New Japan celebrating 50 years in the business, right? We got Tony Khan in March buying out Ring of Honor. We're only in March, people. This is when Big E breaks his neck on SmackDown. We all seen it live. And then also the saddest news of the year of wrestling fans was March 14th. The death, again, a friend of the program. I've interviewed him twice. Mr. Scott Hall himself passed away. Also, a couple weeks after that, we find out that Triple H retires from in-ring action. He cannot no longer wrestle any longer. And that was just from March. I thought that was damn, what a year in professional wrestling. Okay. Then that leads us into April, right? And of course, I'm there. I'm in Texas. Taker retires. We get a real introduction into the Hall of Fame. I will say this. There's not many times I've missed the Hall of Fame and I regretted it. I regret it being here for this Hall of Fame. You're talking about you're walking the streets of Dallas. By the way, Fuel City was known to be a famous taco place. Serve me pot roast tacos with no pico de gallo and no cheese. But I digress. Man, I still got to go to Houston for good tacos. Who goes to Houston for tacos? I'm in Dallas, okay? Right next to the border. So I have great tacos, okay? But Undertaker's speech. Stone Cold comes back in his first match. No one thought this was going to happen. Like, we knew Austin was coming back, a fight maybe, whatever. But listen, it was not a great wrestling match. And again, I am historically known for not being an Austin fan. But I'm historically known for also being a wrestling fan first. And at this WrestleMania, which personally, WrestleMania 28, I will always remember as my first WrestleMania. I think on the card, it was probably the best card I've ever seen until this year's WrestleMania. Having the luxury of having white people as friends. And I say this because as a black guy, we don't move our seats up. We don't do that kind of shit, right? We're afraid to get kicked out, right? When you're in a whole group of white people who take a whole section, you go sit with them. And I sat 10th row on the ramp, and it was the greatest experience of my life watching Stone Cold Steve Austin, watching Cody Rhodes come back after being away for 6 years and pretty much building AEW. Watching Roman Reigns unify the titles at WrestleMania, watching Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch tear the house down, watching Charlotte Flair, the greatest women's wrestler of all time. I said it, okay? Got it out the way. Of all time, Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey, to me, the best match for women at WrestleMania. And then it just keeps going on and on and on. And then we got in May. This is pretty much the talk of the year. We just got finished talking about this girl. They walk out. Naomi and Sasha Banks walks out. And all hell breaks loose in the wrestling world. Because shortly after that, Vince McMahon gets released from the company, fired from his own company because of funds mishandling in the company. It came out first. It was about the relationship. I know people got all in their feelings about this relationship with Vince McMahon. And I'm just like, y'all mad he got some head? Y'all got mad at Vince because he got head. Okay, I'm just saying. But so Vince is gone. Sasha Banks and Naomi gone. Jim Crockett Promotions gave Ric Flair his last match. The Usos unified the Raw Tag Team titles also in May, right? We got Adam Cole and Britt Baker inaugural On Cup winners, which, okay, let that be where it is. And then MJF promo, which set the year off also. You thought, like, talking about a work? Let's not forget this MJF moment, shall we?
Nobody is on my level. No one. Everything I touch turns to gold.
Everything he touches, he says, turns to gold. That's all I'm going to say. July, Vince McMahon is let go from the company. July 25th, they're under new management. Triple H is back in the building. July 30th, after I seen her at WrestleMania and I asked, was she participating in WrestleMania? Y'all saw the pictures. It's in the promo of the intro. Bayley comes back at SummerSlam. Ric Flair's last match the next day. Kenny Omega, Omega returns August 17th, which to me was the most overhyped return of all time. The pop wasn't as great as people said it should be. It should be. That's your guy, AEW. Your pop was pretty bullshit. Okay? But, I mean, it don't just stop there, guys. That was back in August. Okay? We're only in August. Okay? In September, WWE turns to the UK for the first time over 30 years. Worlds Collide happens in September. We get the media scrum on September 6th between CM Punk and the Elite that happens backstage that left CM.
What?
And arguably the greatest gift of all time. Because he knew not what to do in that moment. I mean, this year has just been full of action. And a lot of things to talk about right here, guys. I'm going to take another break. We're going to be right back, y'all. The Mike Knox Show, Perplex Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Just bring it, bitch!
So, essentially, Regal chalks it up to him trying to teach them the final lesson, which is you always have to have eyes at the back of your head. He says he's going to be Blackpool Combat Club till the day he dies. I truly believe that. I think that, you know, he did align himself with people that he truly liked in the company. But he seems pretty much WWE bound.
There was some truth to what he said. You know, they don't need him anymore.
Right.
You know, it was great having him there at the beginning to truly, you know, be like, hey, this is a thing. They're a force to be reckoned with. This is something you should be, you know, weary of. These guys are legit.
Mm-hmm.
But they've established themselves. You know, Wheeler had that great promo with MJF.
Mm-hmm.
This feud started because, what was it? It was because Malik and Ildris didn't compliment Briggs and Jensen. I need answers here, Captain. Can you stop muting yourself?
Are being pushed to the breaking point. Stop! With Vaughn ripping, you know, Malik's sweater vest, and then, you know, Idris taking loss after loss, same with Malik as well. They're just at their breaking point. They're tired of being the jokes. Even, you know, Briggs said something really, like, annoying, like, oh, you guys usually make us laugh. What's going on? It's like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, right here. Undeserving, not deserved, or worthy of something positive, especially help or praise. Let me tell you something, Jensen and Briggs. You want someone to make you laugh. You watch Comedy Central or you watch Eddie Murphy Raw. That's where humor, or watch Family Guy, at least season one through
four. Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T-D.
Soul Man, Soul Rocky, Rocky Johnson. Johnson.
It's the Honky Tonk Man.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Block speak to you this week in wrestling history with King Von.
All right, everybody. Of course, this is King Von Jr. On behalf of Perfect Plex Talk Radio and Victorious Ones Podcast. And of course, I want to give you your week in wrestling history. Also, you know, give happy belated birthday shout outs to John Moxley and the late great Ravishing Rick Rude, and also Kurt Angle this past Friday. And by the way, yesterday was also Rey Mysterio's 48th birthday. But of course, without further ado, you know, of course, on to the week of wrestling history. And congratulations to New Day for becoming NXT Tag Team Champions. But of course, moving on. December 12th, 1999 was the beginning of the McMahon-Helmsley era. Armageddon 1999. You know, with Stephanie double cross, you know, her very own dad, and sided with Triple H. As we all know, the rest is history. Armageddon 2004. On December 12th, JBL retained the WWE Championship in a fatal four-way match where he defeated The Undertaker, Booker T, and Eddie Guerrero. December 13th, Antonio Inoki was fired from All Japan Pro Wrestling, AJPW, and then the following year, he starts New Japan Pro Wrestling, and the rest is history. On December 13th, 1989, Andre the Giant won his very last title, which was the tag team title. In 1993, on the same day, Lunder Blaze, a.k.a. Medusa, won the WWF Women's Championship, even though 2 years later, you know, most infamously, she would show up on Nitro, drop the belt in the trash. Of course, 1998, December 13th, Mankind defeats The Rock for the WWF Championship at Rock Bottom in your house. Of course, in 2009, on December 13th, DX unified the tag team titles. December 15th, in 1987, at the Slammy Awards, Vince McMahon did the song Stand Back. In 1997, 10 years later, Vince gives the Attitude Era PSA, where he introduces the Attitude Era for the first time. And also, for when it comes to birthdays, on December 12th, Jigsaw turns 39. Jeremiah Riggs turns 40. Eddie Kingston turns 41. Ultimo Dragon turns 56. Sabu turns 58. Gary Michael Capetta, former NWA announcer, turns 70. Jose Lothario turns 88. Of course, on December 13th, Michael Elgin turns 36. Chris Travis turns 39. Boris Zukov turns 63. And the late great Junkyard Dog would have turned 70. So that is your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
E-S-T.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson.
It's the Honky Tonk Man.
N-W-O. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Block give to you this week in wrestling history with King Von.
Boy, you lucky I love you. Coming in here with that damn Dallas Cowboy hat. Take that bullshit off, all right? You lucky I couldn't find enough stars in Dallas and I was there. I'd have pissed on all of them. Just I might win the jail, though. But I'd have tried it. I definitely would have tried it, okay? And you best believe your bottom ass, I wore my Cunningham jersey to Dallas, out of Dallas, and all around Dallas. I ate Whataburger and Jack in the Box almost every day. So, but man, what a year in wrestling, people. I mean, yes, happy birthday to Rey Mysterio. That's Queen Sawyer. Yes, that was Queen Sawyer. Shay Muse herself was like, yo, I didn't even see that episode until I played the clip, yo. That was crazy. You put Charlotte Flair over Lita, Trish Stratus, Cena, who, by the way, she was the first woman to win a male championship and also compete in the men's battle royal. So here's the thing, George. Right? I've only been listening to me like about a year, but I don't mind going back. All right. And my wife says this makes no sense either, but who cares? It's wrestling, right? Nothing makes sense in wrestling, right? Like who actually cheered for the Mexicos? They came in on Juan Deers, but I still want to see Hooven Dude. Okay. I don't count China as a woman's wrestler. And it's nothing against her. And I'm not saying that she's no. To me, she's above women's wrestling because of things you have right there on the screen. She did things. She was known as the ninth wonder of the world. They made her as big as, say, Andre the Giant and HH and anybody else who was in that company, okay? Playboy magazine. I mean, to me, China was bigger than those people. Yes, I think Charlotte is better. And I'm going to say this again. taking nothing from Trish Stratus' old sexy ass or that pretty pillar today on there. Let's keep it a bean, guys. And I know y'all got someone to admit this shit because y'all get y'all feelings in the way. Okay? But what I do, what I believe, what I know separates me from other people and why I make this business successful in what I do is that I take my fandom out of it. Okay? The girls from yesteryear, maybe not Mickey James, maybe not Victoria, maybe not Jackie, maybe not Ivory, but them two you're naming, Trish and Lita, can't hold these girls to these jockstrap in a squared circle. Cannot, will not, can't not, shalt not. The four horsewomen, minus Becky Lynch, can beat those girls any day of the week, and I have all four of the horsewomen over those two girls right there, okay? Those girls wrestle on the strength of like Becky Lynch type wrestling ability. Nothing from Becky. So she's not an in-ring technician, in my opinion, from what I see, as Sasha is, as Bayley is, as Asuka is, and damn sure like Charlotte is. So yeah, that's why it's like that. I think I have Trish. We gotta go back here, Vaughn. I think I had her like what, six years? I think she might have been fifth or sixth on my list, right? Iconically, China only wrestled women starting in 2000. Before that, she actually wrestled men. See, there it is. So who puts her in that? I put her above them, guys. China was an attraction. Exactly. She was just way bigger than women's wrestling than me. Gary Michael Capetta, also a ring announcer in WWF. Yes, he was. But yeah, I put them girls above that. My man, Todd Chicken and Sasha, don't let the door hit you all the way out. You know, I'm going to say this also about the Sasha love that Sasha gets, right? And I have nothing against Sasha Banks. I really don't. I admire Sasha Banks. I was not a fan of Sasha Banks. I tell all people all the time, I didn't fuck with Sasha Banks until when I first saw her in NXT. I saw the bad weave job. I saw the horrible Kanye West sunglasses that were from Rad. If anybody's a fan of the 80s, the movies Rad, those sunglasses with the they're not really sunglasses. They're like, visors. I don't even know what you call me, like vents on her glasses. And she was coming. I'm the boss. I don't like personas or characters that seem fake to me. So when I first saw Sasha, I didn't believe her. I didn't. If anybody watched Young Rock, right? He didn't. You got to believe what you're selling. That's what I always tell people. You to wrestlers, it don't matter what they give you, right? I'll use Cody Rhodes an example. They gave him Stardust. He rode that shit to the wheels fell off. When I first saw Sasha Banks as that character, the boss, I didn't believe it. But it grew on me over time, and I became a very big fan of Sasha Banks. I don't think she's better than Bayley. I damn sure don't think she's better than Charlotte Flair. Okay? I think she's right there. But I think Sasha's very, very good in the ring. Very. But I think, as Todd put, don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you. And the same thing I said about MJF last week, and the same thing that the executive consultant has said on this program, I think Sasha's head got a little bit too big for Sasha. And I think she talked Naomi into doing something that I don't think Naomi would have done without her doing that. And now they're living their best life. Like Naomi needs the money. Her husband is in the bloodline. They're doing their damn thing there. But I just felt that Sasha Banks led her Naomi, that is, down a road that she didn't have to go. And Sasha, and I get it. And I said this before. I said it when it happened. Then put that picture back up there, right? Because look at the face. I said this about Stone Cold Steve Austin. I said this about Bret Hart. I said this about Brock Lesnar. Anybody that wants to take their ball and go home with it, well,
have the insights to do it.
That's what you deserve. Okay? I'm sorry. You are not bigger than the show. I don't give a fuck how bad the story is going or you don't like how they're pushing your character in a certain direction. You handle that shit as a professional behind the doors. You don't walk out on the fans that spend money to come see you. Okay? I love Bret Hart, but Bret, what you thought he was supposed to do? Let you take his belt to WCW? Just saying. What you thought the man was supposed to do? I don't like that it went down that way, but it went down that way. And for those who just don't know, okay, I have nothing against anybody here, but
hey, everybody, this is Bruce Prichard. Some people know me as Brother Love, but forget about that right now, because do you know who you're listening to? You're listening to Mike Knox with the BDSIR Radio Network.
Before people was interviewing people, I was interviewing everybody. Check the stats. I put the American males back together. I put Ahmed Johnson on the map again when people forgot about him, Tony Norris. okay? We broke the news that Kamala was getting fucked by the WWE and not helping him out with his amputation. We did that. Black people, that's who. But this year, my God, what a year in professional wrestling. Agree to disagree about what? What part are we talking about? Sasha Banks? Because anything I said after Sasha Banks was 100% facts. Not even you can't agree or disagree with that one. Just curious, Todd. Just curious. Oh, yeah. Some of y'all reading. Todd, yes, she is. Okay. That was what you're talking about. I apologize, Todd. All right. That's why I don't try to read the comments becoming in so fast. I go from the bottom up, and sometimes I start from the bottom down or from the top down. But yeah, I'm with you on this one. Sasha is two-time quitter. Can't win with her. Can't win. Listen, and I'm with you with that, Todd. I really do agree. You don't take your ball and go home. Now, do I want to see her back? Remember, I said when Triple H took over, two things were the biggest priority. We didn't talk about one with all the releases that happened this year, right? My girl Nia Jax was released. Bray Wyatt was released. And it seemed like that everybody that WWE released, AEW picked back up. And now Triple H is hiring right back who they don't use properly. Or they didn't get picked up over there. But I also think she's also entitled. I think, and the other consulting, Chris was saying the other day, he was like, I think she's too big now. I think she got entitled. She's seen there's money outside WWE. The movie she's making, she did The Mandalorian. She's in, you know what I mean? She feels like she doesn't probably need this anymore. But Sasha Banks, I want to see her back. I said Triple H should bring back Bray Wyatt, and he needs to bring back Sasha Banks. Because arguably she's the top one, two, three girl in this business, four girl in this business. You cannot afford her to go walk to AEW. But here's the thing about the dirt sheets, everybody keep on and clamp her on. Oh, she's done. Because Dave Meltzer, fuck you, Dave Meltzer, by the way. Oh, but Dave Meltzer said she's going to be at Wrestle Kingdom in New Japan. So is Shinsuke Nakamura. I ain't hear nobody complaining saying that Shinsuke Nakamura was gone. What's my guy from the Good Brothers, Vaughn? Yeah. He's gone over there. I mean, it's a situation. And I think that their deal with AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling might be kind of coming to an end. Okay? Because when have you ever seen WWE talent participate in a New Japan Pro Wrestling event? This does not mean she's done with WWE. Again, I don't know. Okay? That's my answer. I do not know if Sasha Banks is done. What I do know is that none of us know. What I do know is she's still under contract. And I don't see them letting her out of the contract soon. At some point, people got to understand something. It's business and there's pleasure. And sometimes you can't mix business with pleasure. And if Triple H is doing what he's been doing right, you don't let this go out of her contract. You don't. She can sit there and mope and pout and not get, you know, her merchandise sale. That's on her. Okay, that's on her. But you cannot also, AEW fans, no one can tell me Sasha Banks going to AEW is best for business. It's just, you can't. You know, I'm gonna tell you why? Because if you think that Dr. Britt Baker soaked up all that women's division, what do you think is gonna happen if Sasha Banks goes there? Sorry, Saraya, who I believe is the most overrated woman that all you people love in the world. Okay, Saraya. She's there. If Sasha Banks, I get there all friends behind closed doors, right? I'm just like, people like Undertaker, right? It's like, in my day, we did a match. We got dressed in the back. We took a shower, went, hit the night in the town, got some beer, and got some ladies. Nowadays, they get done the wrestling match. They go in the back. They play video games, and they have orgies. I'm just saying, right? So what are you supposed to do? Sasha Banks in the AEW locker room is not best for business. It's not best for wrestling. It just isn't. Okay, because she's bigger than AEW in a sense to me. I said this a couple months ago. Remember, Vaughn? Oh, it went hell. People got, yeah, oh my God, Mike Knox is tripping. You take out the few big stars that's in AEW, The Miz is bigger than all of them. No, he's not bigger than Jericho. No, he's not bigger than, say, CM Punk. Not Daniel Bryan. After that, not Sting, of course. But after that, The Miz is more popular than everybody in AEW, okay? And so all the fans, there's something in this year that I didn't get a chance to speak about, Vaughn. I glanced on some things that I went through the list that I had wrote. But CM Punk not being an AEW, people, I'm sorry. I don't get what happened here. I was there on that Friday night, myself and Dice Man. I heard the pops. Okay? My man, Christopher Platt, was there. They gave out ice cream bars. You're CM Punk. That's all you heard. CM Punk. Then all of a sudden, he gets in fight with one of your favorites, which I'm not saying he was right about what he said. I personally think CM Punk went into business for himself, and that's always been CM Punk's problem. Hey, Phil, come at me, bro. I'm from the real South Side of Chicago. Chicago made Knox, but so did Darby, PA. Either way, you ain't from Chicago. You're from Rosemont Horizon, Philip. But hey, I still love you as a wrestler. Okay? But all of a sudden, y'all just turn on Phil? Y'all just turn on Phil Brooks? For who? Kenny Omega? With all due respect, yes, Kenny Omega today can out-wrestle CM Punk. Kenny Omega cannot out-sell CM Punk. When I mean sell, I don't mean inside of a square circle. I mean merchandising, people. And if I get Momo Wrestling Fan tell me that sales don't matter in wrestling, okay, people, grow the fuck up, okay? Vaughn is back there. I'm putting Vaughn on air for the next last 5 minutes of the show because this is the last show of the year and let him speak. But he's representing the – come on, I'm going to put you on now, Vaughn. Is that okay? Put you on the rest of the show? Okay. Bring my man Vaughn in here. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
The culture, the shirt there with Sasha Banks, Naomi, and Bianca Belair. That picture, when they won those titles and everything, it was monumental, okay? Kenny Omega – cannot outsell those three women.
No.
Okay? So when someone sit here and tells me that sales don't matter in wrestling, I'm not the biggest fan of Kenny, the biggest fan, if you will, so to speak, of Kenny Omega. Okay? And it's not my reason for me not liking Kenny Omega is actually the wrestling fans' fault. Because y'all talking about Cena was shoved down our throats. He was shoved down our throats. He was shoved. So was Kenny Omega to me by your fan base.
He was.
That's all I kept. He's Kenny Omega this, Kenny Omega that, Kenny Omega this, Kenny Omega this. Kenny Omega cannot fuck with Seth Rollins in the ring.
Not at all.
Okay? He's good. He's very good. But it's like you want, shout out to my man Jack and the Jack Packer. You want Eddie Murphy Raw or you want South Park? That's the difference between me and you. Yes, South Park can make me laugh. But I can only watch the shit but so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And y'all gave up on CM Punk for the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. I just never set well with me. Wale, Kenny Omega is a dog. He just needs to be on W.
That's it. See, there you go. That comment right there. That comment right there.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
That tells you everything you need to know.
Because he can wrestle. He can't. Kenny Omega can wrestle his ass off. But he needs to be out of AEW because what they do great, I love. All right? I know we compared them to WCW. I never had a problem with WCW. I'm an NWA guy. Right? I like the Jim Crockett promotion. For years, when they went over to being WCW, I still was calling them NWA. I didn't know no better. I knew the ring said WCW. It was all the same people, right? So I kept saying, oh, it's NWA. I didn't know for years. Like, oh, snap, that's actually WCW. That's World Championship Wrestling. Thought it was kind of corny. But they all are terrible.
Wow.
That man, Dennis, be chiming in, boy, some crazy shit. Apparently, Conan thinks he will be back in WWE after
I think she will be back.
Right. What did you say? She threw me off. Conan and she. That's why I stopped reading for a second.
I think he's talking about Sasha.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I think he's saying that Conan thinks that
should be Sasha back in WWE. Okay, that's what he's saying.
After
thank you.
All this Mandalorian stuff in New Japan, whatever.
I like to say I hired people like you, but you were a fan. We clicked. It matched. Now you're my brother, and you've been with me for 8 years, man. That's appreciate that. Holding me down with Fox Sports 1340 AM, Hopewell, Virginia. Fox Sports 186.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Y'all can check out the a matter of fact. Make sure y'all check out my man Wally Wows. Show on there the urban sports scene in the air. That was it. Is it? It ain't Earth. It ain't the Redskins Earth thing no more.
Right? No. Commanders everything now.
The Commanders everything now. Oh, but make sure y'all check them out. Listen, man. What a year in wrestling, Vaughn? What was, take some of your favorite parts away from this year's in pro wrestling you thought was the best part.
Yeah, so my favorites, of course, Bianca, winning at WrestleMania 38, at that redemption of that of the whole 26 seconds thing.
Yeah.
Side note, that happened 26 seconds because Mercedes didn't want to show up. That's a whole other story.
Oh, say that again. For those who hit you, she took her ball.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The reason why Bianca took the L for 26 seconds because Mercedes did not want to show up. She took her ball, and so she was at the hotel or whatever, at a restaurant or whatever, didn't show up. That's a whole other story. Anyway, Bianca went at WrestleMania 38 with the whole triple crown thing. This is the moment right here. Roman becoming a unified champion. And Cowboys also, suck. Yeah. I'll say it like this. Like I said, Roman being a unified champion. Also, the fact that Lesnar used a tractor. Mm-hmm. And lifted up the ring. I was like, come on now.
But I think I still got that picture, dude, because that was, as a matter of fact, I think I just deleted it. Oh man, you brought it up. I think I just deleted that picture because I kept it all this time because it's actually one of my, and I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad you brought that up. That was literally one of my favorite moments of the entire year. Matter of fact, it was until Final Battle, that was my match of the year. Yeah. Was Roman versus Brock.
Yes.
That was my match of the year. And that's saying a lot because the Usos had a great match this year.
They did.
With New Day again.
Always.
I know I'm missing some matches here. Now you got some comment below. Let me know what they were. But I really thought that Survivor Series, that SummerSlam match was dope. The way they had to beat him in itself was insane. Go ahead.
The fact that he had to stack everything on top of Brock in order to beat him. And also the WWE artist, and I'm going to be real quick, Rob Schamberger actually did a painting of that I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. He did a painting of Roman doing this.
I saw that painting. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I gotta get that myself.
There's a shirt of that too. They made the WWE made. I said WWE has those shirts like with the realness shirts. They have a shirt of Roman on top of him. Like
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I need to get that.
Like the Austin 316 one. That's in the I seen a shirt like that.
Oh, cool.
Maybe it wasn't WWE. We own so many damn sites. I seen it made.
Yeah. But like I said, those. Of course, like I say, ain't New Day versus Uso type of match, especially the fact that the Usos, broke New Day's record fittingly. Mm-hmm. How about that? As far as those moments, like I said, I love the concept of War Games making his debut on the main roster.
Just wish it still would have had the Survivor Series element in that War Games. That's all I wanted. You can't do that with War Games, but I thought they should have had some traditional matches at Survivor Series.
Right.
With the War Games. For me, although War Games was good, the homer that I am, the old head that I am, I wanted that nostalgic feeling of, you didn't have to give me 2, 5, and 6 a game, but give me, Raw versus SmackDown, NXT versus some, I don't know. I just wanted that elimination factor in it. Any big plans you think for next year you want to see besides Roman and Rock?
Yeah, like I said, it's side note, I also wanted to give a shout out to Undertaker's Hall of Fame induction and Cody's return. But I know as far as plans, I'm looking forward to SmackDown being back in DC, and I'm looking forward to WrestleMania Los Angeles. So
hope I'm there. Fingers crossed. Hit the lottery. Exactly. Play some winning betting games. Here. I hope to be there because I tell my wife all the time. I said, listen, I might pass this year. I know we gotta get a house and stuff. I'll let you know right now. If I'm not there, I'm gonna bitch the entire time. I will complain because we're in too many circles, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we're going to have too many people there. And so I'm not going to be able to escape seeing people have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And exactly. Nothing to me could compare to last year. I'm sorry. Like I'm online and somebody goes, the best part about Summer Rae's picture is Mike Knox in the background. I'm like, huh? And you Summer Rae's taking her because everybody takes their picture at the WrestleMania stage. I'm in the background throwing the ones up in my ravishing Macho Man jacket that I had on. and I'm in her, I'm photobombing her picture. But like that was literally, I can't explain to anybody. My dream was to always say, I got to go front row of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't front row, but I was on the ramp. You know what I mean? And I was close enough that I saw the ring. Bobby Lashley, shout out to the Jack Pack. Like my crew that was there, Unpopular Review. They know what I'm talking about. When you go back and watch WrestleMania, when Bobby Lashley comes down in the ramp and he's pointing to me, Chris, and Jack.
Wow.
And then he's in the ring and he does it again. He's pointing right at us because we're like, we're talking so much black shit to him. He had to show that love. And But just amazing, amazing, amazing. Vaughn, as always, another great year with you being here. I appreciate your time and what you put in for me on my network. I really appreciate you. That's why I rebranded the show just to the Mike Knox Show. I've been Perfect Plex, the Perfect Plex, Perfect Plex Talk Radio. You've been here since Soul and Sports.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? and I hope you continue to still be here as I continue to appreciate you and what you bring to the table. I really thank you every time. But guys, we're going to get out of here. This is the last show of the year for me personally. For Perfect Plex, the Mike Knox Show. We'll be back in January, but there is we got our holiday shows coming up again. Guys, so just a hard time of the year for people. Get yourself a little excitement. We reviewed the Elf already. We're doing Christmas Story Christmas. We got Christmas with the Cranks. We got the Guardian of the Galaxy Christmas show coming up. We got so many Christmas specials coming up. Our holiday special come out. You know, I don't even care about offending nobody. Christmas. I'm not gonna say happy fucking holidays. Merry Christmas, right, people. Okay. And just so much coming up. Just look out for us. We got the end of year show coming up. We got something really special coming up for the year in review on our award show for Unpop Review. We're going to do something different. It's never been done before on social media at all that I'm producing. So I hope it comes out the way that my mind sees it coming out. Look for that on the 22nd. That's next Thursday, actually. Not this Thursday, but next Thursday for that. So for one last time, that's my man, King Von Jr. 720, the Victorious Ones podcast. I see them numbers, bro. I see them numbers.
Thank you. Continue.
Thank Throw them ones up, guys. And listen, don't forget, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. We are out of here, y'all. Fingers.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
At the money, now you're raw, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready?